Good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are. Welcome to another exciting night of Amity Warrior basketball. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber here from Amity High School, where the Warriors will take on the Clatskanie Tigers tonight. JV girls went very...
It was like 48 to 11.
Yeah, well, it was like 28 to 0 at one point.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how the JV boys go.
They won by 30, I think 64 to 34.
When you say they, we?
Yeah. JV boys, 64 so. Amity, 34 Clatskanie.
So the Clatskanie girls come into this with a 4-0 record. They've played Rainier, Scio, Castle Rock, and Portland Adventist. I know nothing about any of those teams, other than Rainier's been on a downslope for a while on girls basketball, and Sio's pretty good in volleyball, but I don't know about basketball, so we'll see.
They weren't very good last year.
No, they weren't. Warriors missing one of their freshman guards tonight, Eliza Nisley, out. A little under the weather last couple of days, so we'll see if we get her back tomorrow or if they rest her. I know they'd love to have her play tomorrow because it's against
Banks.
Banks, who is a very good team. We'd love to get her that experience and keep our whole team together in those big games, but it is what it is. We'll get her back when she's healthy. Rest of the team appears to be pretty healthy right now, so.
He can plug in Alyssa McMullen real easy.
Yeah, you know, it's a rotation thing, right? It's a depth issue and doesn't give you as many fouls to work with, give you as many ball. You lose one ball handler, a great defender, somebody who can score from all over the floor. It definitely diminishes who we are as a team. But it gives a chance for some other girls to play some more minutes and step up and play well. And what I would really like to see tonight is to see Sarah Lynn Grove step up offensively and start knocking down some shots.
She needs to step it up.
She is one of the most physically gifted athletes in the state for 3A. But, you know, basketball is not something she does all year round. And the early part of the season, she's been struggling to find her shot. And that can mess with your confidence.
Yeah.
You know that as a basketball player, when you just feel like things aren't quite going the way they should go, you're not meeting your own expectations, you start to feel that pressure as an athlete. So hopefully she can knock down a few shots tonight and start feeling better about her game. They really need her.
Yeah.
If they're going to compete for a state title this year, next year, the year after, they need Sarah to be more than just a defender and rebounder. And she's capable. We've seen her knock down threes and shots in the post. And so
the other thing is Kendall hasn't had a really good ball game yet. She's capable of getting, she should get 6 or 8 points,
yep,
5 or 6 rebounds, and Scharf could get 6 or 8 points just being on the court, both of them, if they work at it.
Kendall has the ability to give you games, though.
She can hit some threes.
Yeah, and she hasn't been shooting the ball particularly well yet this year. So like I said, you know, when you take one player in your rotation out, some other people get a chance to step up and pick up that slack. So it's opportunity, not a problem, right?
Yeah.
Especially when it's not a league game. It's not a state playoff game. This is just an opportunity. So we'll see how they respond to that opportunity. Three-man crew tonight. One of them did a JV game. The other two just showed up. Clatskanie is coached by Mary Sizemore. And, of course, Amity coached by Jeb McMullen and assisted by Amanda Grove and Tim Harzma. And Carl McShane's our JV coach, and he helps out as well and does a good job. And really good coaching staff overall for these girls.
Mm-hmm. And Amanda,
I mentioned her.
Yeah. It gives a little bit of continuity for the girls. Someone to have a soft shoulder? I don't know. She
balances out some of the guys.
Yep.
Yeah. I see our representative Scharf is in Hawaii right now watching us on her laptop. So, aloha.
Is she listening to us?
Anna, she is. I'm sure of that. So aloha to her and her crew that's there with her. I hope they have a great time there. It's a good time of the year to go to Hawaii. No, the weather was beautiful here today, Ron.
Yeah.
I don't know. What'd you do? I worked today. What'd you do?
Played 18. It was a little cold for about the first half an hour, 45 minutes. It was 34 when we started.
The problem is you can't start after lunch because it's not enough daylight.
No,
so you got to start a little bit earlier.
The course wasn't very full, and when you have two guys, it took us 3.5 hours to play 18.
You and Steve Morris?
No, Steve.
Oh, May. Steve May, yeah. I heard you say Steve, and I was thinking Morris.
Yeah. I tried to call Steve Morris, and he didn't answer.
Well, you know, these retired guys are hard to get a hold of sometimes. They just have so much stuff going on in their lives.
I don't know.
So, but we've got about 2.5 minutes to go before the start here. We'll take a quick break and be back and get you set up with the starting lineups from Amity High School. This is KOIC McMinnville. Megan Sharp doing another excellent rendition of our national anthem. We got Phil Lopez on the PA system. If you didn't know that this year, he's doing that, doing a great job with it. Fun having him take on a role like that. We got to work on him getting people jacked up a little bit.
Yeah.
Work on that tone of voice. All right, so we'll get the starting lineups here in just a moment. Ron and I'll get them when Phil announces them. For the Warriors, I can tell you, it's going to be 80 Nisley, no Eliza tonight. It's going to be Sarah Lynn and Kylie Kendall and Maya Harzma and Megan Scharf. So they're going to go big with both Megan and Kylie in the game. A lot of times he's been rotating them in and out, which has been nice, right?
Right.
So tonight they're going to play together. So that keeps his guard play coming off the bench with Alyssa, though. Gives him a chance to give one of the guards a break and bring her into the game. Might see a little bit more Emily Rice tonight.
Yeah, and Liliana.
Right out, yeah. So Becca Hagen. Joey Sizemore, it's a girl. Number five is Addison Ward.
So come.
Number 33. Is that what he said? Oh, 43. 24 and 40. There we go. 24 and 43. 24 is Maya Hellman. 43, Kylie Thomas. So they've got 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors out there and a freshman starting. The freshman, I'm assuming the coach's daughter. Not much of a crowd tonight on this Thursday night.
Well, Christmas vacation has started.
It would appear.
And there's a lot of people sick.
Oh my. Yes, there are. We all have, seems like everybody's got a family member or two right now that's under the weather. And there's been a combination of things. We've had a lot of colds going around, and then we've had this flu bug going around. So I know in our house, Reagan had the cold. Then he came back from our vacation, kind of wrapping up his cold, and he gets the flu. Because he came to practice and somebody else had the flu and was there. So, as you know from your years of coaching, especially basketball, it just works its way through a team.
You like to get it done early. If you're going to get sick, let's get her done in December. And
exactly.
Build up some group immunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We are ready to roll here. Warriors in their home white uniforms with royal trim and a little bit of gray highlights. Patskanai's colors are red and black. They're wearing black uniforms with red trim and numbers. We're ready to go. Grove going to jump this up with Sizemore, the freshman, who's 5'10". We're waiting. Ball's up. And tip. Warriors did not control that. I thought they were going to get it. Hagen.
They try
to throw it back door to 43, who powers it up and draws a foul. That's Thomas. Good cross-court pass right away by Klatskanai. So she'll shoot two. Foul was on number 10.
Oh, boy.
80 Nisley right away.
Nothing like that.
Trying to rotate on that backside defense. Got through a little late. And Thomas was looking for contact. Yeah. Hits the free throw. Like I said, four seniors. So these seniors played with Blodgett and Sprague when they were winning state titles. These were the JV kids. So they got to experience some of that. Both free throws good. Warriors down 2-0. Nisley with it. Left side. Switches it over to Harzma on the right angle. Down in the corner to Grove. Down low. Looking for the cutter. It's great pass from Kendall to Scharf, and she gets the lay-in. And there's a knockaway by Harzma. Nicely with the steal. Nicely. Cross court. Up on top. Grove for three. In and out. That was a good looking shot. And the ball chased down by Nicely in the corner. Resets to Harzma. They need to get their spacing back. Swings it right angle to Kendall. In the corner, Grove. Kendall down low. Nothing there. Back in the corner. Now they go down to Kendall. Ooh. Back out to Grove. There's a three. That one a little bit strong. But Nicely on the other side gets the offensive rebound, puts it up and in. Katie Nicely paying attention. 4-2 Warriors. Pressure working pretty good here early. They throw it down low. Thomas. Ball thrown up and missed by Hagen. Rebound by the Warriors. Nicely. Right corner, Grove, baseline, back out to Nicely, fakes the three, back to Grove in the corner. Dribbles it out, now tries to feed the post, knocked away, kind of tried to force that one against the zone. That's a little bit of a tough pass there, stolen by, but now Kendall gets a steal going the other way, feeds Harzma, Harzma lays it up and in, the pressure working, folks, it's 6-2 Warriors, and a 6-0 run for Amity. Thomas with it. Cross court pass to Ward. Ward dumps it down low. Hagen short. Gets it back. On the post. Double teamed there. And Harzma with a steal. Tried to go back out to the corner to Thomas and it was stolen by Harzma. Kendall ahead to Nicely. Nicely mid-range 12 footer. No good. Ball tipped out by Sharp. I think that was the right call. That's what I would have called. Sizemore inbound, Warriors in this 1-3-1 press. They go to the middle. It's Hellman working up the left. They double her. Oh, that was the one you wanted to get the steal. Nothing there. Thomas with it on the right angle. Skips it over to Hellman. Hellman with the drive. Throws it up off the glass and in. The running shot by Maya Hellman makes it 6-4. Warriors on top by two. Harzma works to the Warrior head in the corner, down low now. They look for the cutter. Sharp lays it up and in. That's working against the zone. Attacking that zone with a low high action there, and Sharp has four. Cross court pass knocked away by Nicely. Can't get the steal. Good hustle by 80.
Should have had it. Just missed time to jump a little bit.
Yeah, and the tip went off like the side of her hand instead of her fingers. McMullen coming in, next dead ball. Hellman, ball knocked away, stolen by Kendall, ahead to Nicely with a left hand up and in. 80 Nicely has four, and it's 10-4 Warriors. It's a pass behind Sizemore. She brings it down, gets it ahead to Hellman. Hellman surveying the court, throws it ahead, tipped by Nicely out of bounds. So a couple of good tips by 80. She's going out. I think she got popped in the mouth. Yeah, she's checking for some blood on her lip, but get a chance to get a drink.
I think she has braces.
Yeah, she does, I think. Yeah, she took a hit there. There's a bad pass by Sizemore trying to get the ball to Hellman in the corner, overthrows her. 10-4 Warriors, 4:59 left to go first quarter.
Five turnovers in 3 minutes.
The defense will do it. McMullen into the game. She brings it up the left side of the floor. McMullen in the corner. Grove fakes the
there
three.
It is. There it is.
They go low high again, and Sharp just lost her dribble.
Turnover.
She took that power dribble and it came up maybe through her hands or maybe it nipped the foot or her own foot or something. But the move was there, though, that low high. They're going from Grove in the corner to Kylie Kendall in the right on the baseline and then trying to go to Sharp as she dives to the basket. Pressure defense. Warriors knock it away. They chase it down. Skip pass over on the other side. It's a drive by Thomas, nothing there. Back out on top to Hellman. Looks at a deep three. No good. Long rebound to Harzma. Harzma on a two-on-one with McMullen. Harzma all the way.
Oh.
Misses the shot. Might have got fouled. She thought she did. No call. Had McMullen, but there's a steal by Harzma. Takes it in, and she'll score on this one. She felt robbed on the first one, so she decided to get a steal and a basket herself. 12-4 Amity halfway through the first quarter. Long pass ahead. Hagen goes high post to Sizemore, kicks it out. Thomas for three, no good. Long rebound, Harzma. Boy, she does a good job of tracking the ball down on the perimeter on those long boards. Kylie in the corner, high post Sharp. 12-footer, fouled. She will go to the line to shoot two.
Megan Sharp went to the line to shoot two.
Kylie coming over to talk to Jed or to Tim about where she needs to be on the on the offense, I think, trying to correct a couple things.
She looks better tonight than she has.
Scharf misses the free throw. A little flat, a little long for Megan. See if she can get this one. Grove drops back on defense. Kendall and McMullen, the offensive rebounders for the Warriors on this foul shot attempt. Scharf strong again, but it rolls in. Got that back of the rim, and it just went dead. 13-4 Warriors. Hey, who is that? Sorry, Hellman gets it ahead. Now she's got it back in the middle. Pass tipped by Kylie in the corner. Hagen gives it up to number five. That's Ward. And great defense. And it is. Great defense by Sarah Lynn Grove. Harassing Ward out there in the corner. And it goes off of Ward and out of bounds. Great hustle by Sarah. Jed calling out what he wants from the sideline here. It's 13-4 with 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Kendall on the right wing with it. Looks down low, not there. Hypo Boom. Sharp reverses it. Harzma for three. It looks good. It is. Maya Harzma.
Her shots come light years.
Oh, it is nice, isn't it? Harzma with her first three of the night. And there's a steal by Grove. Grove pushing with Harzma. Two on one. Bounce pass to Harzma. Left hand lay-in. Good. And she's fouled. Maya finishes through contact so much better than you think she should be able to.
Yep.
She just really focuses, follows through on her shot even when you bump her. So Harzma just exploding offensively. Sharp out, nicely in. So this is kind of their best pressing lineup that they're probably going to get tonight. 3:03 left to go. 18-4 Warriors. One coming for Harzma. Chance for her to get to 10 points here. Nope, bounces around, won't stay. Rebound, Kendall, popping it in, and she's fouled! Kylie Kendall makes them pay with the offensive board. Great job by the senior. Coaches have got to love that. Great hustle by Kylie. So Kylie with a chance to make a free throw here. Warriors are 1-for-3 from the line so far tonight. Kendall buries
it. There it is.
She's a good free throw shooter.
Her touch is going to get, I mean.
The outside shot will start falling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Warriors, pressure. They throw cross court. Thomas with a drive. Throws up an ugly shot. Grove saves it off of the foot of Hagen and out of bounds. What a great effort. That's twice that Sarah Lynn Grove has basically created a turnover one way or another with just excellent hustle. And a timeout taken by the Warriors. 2:45 left to go here in the first quarter. It's 21-4 Amity.
So much confidence.
Yeah.
Compared to 2 weeks ago. They've played some good basketball in their first five games.
Yes, they have. Hold on a second.
Ashley, are you still connected? Oh. If you disconnect, I can play some music.
All right. 2:45 left to go first quarter. 21-4 Warriors. This, Ron, it's easy math here. What's the run? The run is 21-2.
I was going to say.
They scored the first two of the game.
Right.
And it was 6-4 when they scored their second basket, so it's 15-0 also. So great job by the Warriors here. Warriors have the ball after the timeout. Harzma walks it across half court. High post to Grove. Grove turns, kicks.
Should
mid-range
be.
For McMullen. No Ball good. Nisely with the rebound. Back out to McMullen. Harzma at the top of the key. Gets knocked away. She chases it down. Works past the top of the zone. Gets in deep. And she is hammered across the face. No call. Nisely misses the rebound. Put
He's
back.
Hurt. I think you get her. Got to have 3 seconds or get her.
My
help.
Goodness. She got clobbered across the face on the drive. No call at all. Maya's tough. As long as it's not lungs, I'm not worried about her.
Oh.
She's going to come out, though. She got pretty shaken up on that. She's one tough kid on the basketball floor. Scharf will come in.
What's up?
I think she took it right across the cheek.
No.
And she's pretty shaken up.
Not me. Maybe check JJ.
There you go. See, you do that. Now you can talk all you want. Harden's a little shaken up. She'll be back. Just one of those shots to the head that shake you up a little bit. But I don't see any blood. I think she looks okay. So Jed will take a look at her, make sure she's okay on the end of the bench there. McMullen into Nisley. Quick trigger three, no good from the corner. And the rebound by Sizemore. Sizemore, a freshman, working up against the Warriors. Knocked away by Kendall and out of bounds. Good job. Nisley pushed Sizemore right towards Kendall on the sideline, and she tried to make a pass over the top. Kylie's so good at getting up and playing those passing lanes. Hellman with it out on top. Right side, Thomas. Thomas swings it to Ward. Ward, Sizemore on the left wing. On top to Hagen. Hagen, nothing there. Ooh. Swings it to Hellman on the left wing. Drives, gets in, throws up a 15-footer, and they're going to call a foul. That might be on Nisley.
No, he's looking at 24.
Nope. Oh, got second him. One wow. On Nisley. And so you've got Harzma on the bench, Nisley with two fouls. That was just a little hip-to-hip down low. Free throw missed by Hellman. One more coming for the senior guard. Misses that one. Long rebound, McMullen. 21-4 Warriors. A minute 45 to go here. In the corner. Now up on top. They go down low to Scharf. All poked away and then picked off. Kendall almost gets the steal going back the other way. Great anticipation by Kylie. Man, she's playing good defense. She's had her hands on, what, probably five balls so far?
A lot more active.
Sizemore on top. 2-3 zone for the Warriors. Hellman, left wing, gets a little screen. Gives it up to Hagen. Hagen, right angle. Thomas, nothing there. They swing it back to the left side. Hellman trying to get a shot off. Can't. Back out. Now they try to go low, and Grove with the steal. Gets it to Nisley. Nisley is going to pick up the foul on Sizemore.
What's she missing?
Water. Into the game, Emily Rice is going to get Nisley out with her two fouls. A good idea, I think. McMullen with the ball on the Warrior head, going right to left here in the first half in front of us. Rice in the corner, high post. Grove, pump fake with the left hand up and in. She gave the fake at 10 feet and then drove with that left hand. That'll help her feel a little more confident offensively, her first two of the game. Down low, short basket, good on the cross-court pass to Hagen. And Jed not happy.
He didn't like that.
No, he did not like that at all defensively. 32nd timeout for the Warriors. seconds to go here in the first quarter. 23-6 Warriors.
10 for 18 from the field right now.
Say that again. 10
I
for
said
what?
The Warriors are 10 for 18 from the field.
Man, that's a lot of shots
lot
in one
lay-ins.
Quarter. It's a lot of shots in one quarter.
Nine lay-ins, 1-3. They, on the other hand, are... 3 for 9, but they have 8 turnovers.
Did she take your water? Did you think that water was for you?
It was down there. It was mine.
Giving Lois Dumbler a bad time. I think she took Ron's water. The
mine's right here.
Grove, okay. Kendall swings it to Rice, looks for Could three be. From the left wing. No good. I'm getting stuff thrown at me by the peanut gallery here. Inside, nice. Grove puts it up and in. Great pass by, I think that was McMullen with the pass.
She had the offensive rebound.
Great pass and found Grove. They throw it away going the other way. Sizemore over the top of Thomas and out of bounds. 25-6 Warriors. 19.7 seconds left to go.
Needless to say, they are not handling the press.
No, they're not. McMullen, right angle, Rice, down in the corner, Grove. Got the last two baskets, back out on top. They swing it to Kendall. Kendall steps in, kicks to McMullen, fakes the shot. 4 seconds.
Should get a shot right here.
Sharp to Kendall for three. Banks it, no good. I like that ball movement though. They got a nice open look from 3-point range. And, yeah, sometimes they don't go. So with one quarter under our belt, it's 25-6 Warriors. We'll be right back on KLYC McMinnville.
Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also two golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want to shout out, Go Warriors! Leppin Enterprises is locally owned and operated by distinguished members of the Amity alumni and are proud sponsors of the Amity Athletic Program and School District. Organ Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark, Ron Huber, start of the second quarter in this girls' varsity action. Your Warriors lead the Clatskanie Tigers by a score of 25-6 after one. I'm not a rocket scientist or a surgeon or anything like that, Ron, but they're on pace for 100 when you get 25 in the first. Nicely.
I don't think we'll be pressing.
Up on top. Drives left. Kicks it to Kendall. Kendall a little sloppy with it and then loses it to Sizemore. Got a little sloppy there. Out on top. Hellman backs it up. Swings it right angle to Thomas. Out on top, Ward. Left corner, Hellman for three. Short. Rebound, Nisley with another one. She's had a bunch. Ahead, McMullen lays it up and in. Great pass ahead to Alyssa McMullen, her first two of the game. 27-6. Warriors still pressing. 2-2-1. Throw it ahead. Grove with a tip and chases it down for the steal. Ahead to Sharp. Sharp looks up to Nisley, just a little high for 80. Good try, but they had off. That was a flat pass. They didn't have any angle on that pass at all.
Who threw that?
Sharp.
Sharp, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, good attempt. I mean, the idea is right, isn't it? Just hard to do.
Oh, that's travel.
Yep, there's a travel on Sizemore. So with 6:55 left to go in the first quarter, the Warriors grab their, what is that, 10 turnovers?
11.
11 turnovers now. In the first quarter, Ron, they had how many turnovers?
9.
And we had?
3.
So we'll take that all day long, right?
They play a real passive zone. We should not be turning the ball over.
No, we've tried to force a few passes. They do collapse on the post. McMullen for 3. Little short, looked good, right on line. Rebound Sizemore. Throws it ahead. They've got a breakaway, but Grove gets back and tips the ball.
Well,
and Grove traveled. Scharf gave it to Grove for some reason. I don't think she was expecting it. And she was trying to find somebody to pass it to, and her footwork was all messed up. Scharf's got to slow down on that one. No reason to give it to Sarah Lynn there. You had a guard to your right. Sometimes your posts are so anxious to get rid of that ball, they don't even care who it goes to. Out on top. Hellman. Left to Sizemore on the angle. Swings it. That could have been a third foul on 80 there. Yeah. She's got her hands in the cookie jar. Got away with it. Skip pass. On the weak side. Back to the angle. And it's a Hagen with a missed 15-footer rebound by Kendall. Kendall to McMullen. McMullen up that left side. Picks up her dribble. Back to Kendall on top. Right corner. Nisley drives.
Great pass.
He's up for Sharp. Takes the one hop inside. Misses. Gets her own rebound out to McMullen. McMullen could have driven there. They swing it right angle. Now down low. And that pass a little low from Nisley to Sharp. But McMullen comes and saves it. Knocks it away on the break. And Grove chases it down after Kendall saves it. Nisley right angle. Kendall, Kendall back out on top. Nisely, 80.
Oh, nice.
Grove
pass
on the roll, down low, and Sharp fouled. Great pass from Sarah Lynn to Sharp. We thought Sarah Lynn was going to shoot. She found a little bounce pass.
That's really what the boys need to learn is that touch bounce pass that bounces up high enough so the post can get it.
Yeah.
They
post don't like the ball below their knees.
They throw the ball. And so the boys can get that. They're going to get some shots inside. And they work on it in practice.
Those post players want that ball in about a 1 foot range right around their belly button.
There we go.
First one drops in for Scharf. Bounced it around a little bit. Rice in, Kendall out.
That's good minutes for Kylie.
Absolutely. 5:33 remaining. Warriors on top of the Tigers from Klatskanai, 27-7 right now. One more for Scharf. A little strong.
Nope.
Ball pulled down by a JV player, number 10, Champion. Scharf now 2 for 4. Ball knocked away. We're going to get Scharf for an over-the-back foul, a loose ball foul. That's her first foul of the game. Third team foul on the Warriors, right?
Yep. That's what I have.
28-6 Amity. Sizemore. Gives it up to Hellman on the left wing. Hellman on top. Hagen. Back to Hellman on the left wing. Champion popping out. They give it to her. If you pressure her, that's a turnover. There it is. Steal by Knisely. Takes it in with the left hand and scores. I don't like to say that I'm smart or anything, Ron. You know that. But you can see that one coming a mile away. That didn't require any basketball acumen to figure that out. Bring a JV player who's not a guard into the game in Knisely's honor. That's going to be a turnover. Ball knocked out of bounds, so they'll inbound in front of us. Sizemore against this press. 1-2-2 press now. Skip pass to Hellman. Hellman on the left wing starts to drive. Swings it to Thomas. Kicks it from 17. Misses Knisely with another rebound. Ahead to McMullen on the right wing. McMullen slows it down. Take the 17-footer. A little strong there. Might have rushed that one just a little bit. They throw long ahead. Ball knocked away by Grove. Picked up by McMullen. Alyssa across half court now slows it down. 80 on the right side, goes mid-post to Scharf, left hand blocked by Hagen. Scharf knocks it out of bounds.
She just wasn't aggressive on that. She had a, if she'd have gone aggressively with her left hand, that was a good shot.
30-6 Warriors, 4:27 to go first half. Sizemore walks it up, works right, kicks it out to Thomas. That's a double dribble, no call. Over to
they
Hellman
don't call
on
that
top.
Drop.
They don't. Yeah, they should because it was a controlled drop. On top, Hagen pops out to grab it. Picks up her dribble on Knisely. Knisely with two fouls. Has to be careful there. Right side, Hellman on top, Champion. Again, if you pressure that, which she does, shouldn't, because that was a foul probably on 80 again. Got to be careful with that.
She can, those, they're so quick. They just, and they get so many of those.
Three-pointer, deep two missed by Thomas. Long rebound by Hagen. Goes baseline, pulls up from 10. Airballs that. McMullen with another rebound. Ahead to Knisely, 80 with it. No Eliza tonight, 80. Drives in, and they got her for a double dribble. I think she wanted to pass it to Grove and then thought she had a little advantage going to the basket and touched the ball with both hands, the official said. Knisely out. Kendall back into the game. So Kendall, Scharf, and Grove on the floor along with Rice. This is about as big as the Warriors can get. McMullen, the only guard on the floor. And Rideout going to come in. Maya still on the bench. Hopefully okay. Haven't put her back in. Ward gives it up to Hellman on top. Knocked away by McMullen. Played the passing lane. Takes the steal in and this is the lay-in. Oh, uncontested. They didn't even try to get back on defense. Alyssa not going to be happy with herself about that one. Long skip pass out of bounds as Sizemore tried to go cross-court on a diagonal from about 35 feet on the pass. Rice out, right out in. Alyssa will not get an easier shot than that one all career. The defense wasn't even trying to get back, made no effort. It was just like running a layup drill in practice with no defense, and she just put it up a little strong. Grove, back door to Kendall.
That was nice.
Swings it out, right out, 15-footer, no good. Kendall tips it to Scharf, lays it up, no good. Knocked out of bounds, should be Warriors basketball. Great job by Kendall again on the board. Kylie Wilson into the game. Going to get Scharf out.
This is kind of an interesting situation for me. I'll tell you.
Grove that. Swings it to Kendall. Three-pointer, right corner. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds by Ward. What were you going to say, Ron?
Well, I'm sitting here thinking that I watched the Knisley's mom play against my daughters. I watched Sarah Grove's mom play against my daughters.
Grove gets a putback after Rideout misses a three. Grove chases down the rebound, puts in a little five-footer. Yeah, there's some history out there is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Kylie Wilson's parents both played here.
And, yeah.
A little bit before your. Craig would have played with
senior,
your.
Yeah. Her senior year, she was an outstanding guard on the girls' basketball team.
Yeah. McMullen with a steal. Just stepping in and taking it from Hellman. Grove driving the floor, kicks it to McMullen. 18-footer, no good. Wilson with the rebound. Right out on the left wing with it. Resets the offense a little bit here to McMullen. Kendall, right corner. Mid post, Grove turns, draws the foul, scores a basket. They give her continuation. Ron, NBA. She was not in the shooting motion, but she got fouled. But
that's a nice rebound by Wilson.
It was
perfect position
and a very good entry pass. I don't know who made that, and I think that might have been Kendall making that entry pass in the mid post in the middle of the lane. To Grove as she just presented herself for the ball. They got it to her and she went left, drew the foul and scored. Grove with eight. And the free throw, no good. Rebound to Sizemore. That one was right. Distance was okay, but just to the right. 34-6 Warriors, 1:44 to go here in the first half. There's a missed three by Thomas. Rebound. Kendall walks it up. Over to McMullen, top of the key, back to Kendall at the Warrior head. Grove, right corner, thinking about the three, not there. Right out gives the screen to Kendall.
Oh my.
15-footer, way strong. Rebound inside. Wilson mixing it up with Sizemore and gets the jump ball. It'll be Klatskedye ball in the alternating possession, a minute 20 to go. 34-6 Warriors. So now as you look at the scores, this Klatskedye team beat Rainier by 13, beat Sio by 9, and beat Portland Adventist by 34. And as far as I can tell, they're not missing anybody important. Klatskedye ball. They're going into their JV kids already here.
Yeah.
There's a pass thrown away. Kendall with the steal takes it in. Oh. Sizemore blocks it and fouls her. That was a pretty aggressive block.
Yeah.
That's what Ron's hooting and hollering about over there. Sizemore was aggressive on that block. Sizemore would be a good ball player. He's just a freshman. Kendall will shoot two. Jake Bernard showing up.
Here we go.
Coming in for some basketball tonight. First one good for Kendall. Kendall with 4 points in the game. One more for the senior wing. I guess we'll go with that. Wing? She's a wing. I don't know. They are whatever coaches call them, but she plays kind of
Scharf's
a wing. Sharp's
probably the only one that really plays the post.
Post, yeah. Kendall hits them both.
She can really shoot when she's on.
Yep. And hopefully shooting the free throws in a game will help her with her outside shot. She rushes her shot a little much sometimes. Pass inside. Grove steals it ahead to Kendall. Kendall pushes it, pulls up, gives it up to McMullen. Back out, right out. Oh, fake the three. Goes to McMullen in the corner. McMullen will dribble out on top. Good patience. Kendall, right angle, looking for the cutter, right out, gets fouled. And what you gotta like, Liliana.
She's aggressive.
She makes her move and then she's looking to make a pass to somebody cutting to the basket too. I mean, most freshman girls, you know, she's kind of a swing player. She's playing some JV, some varsity. Most of them aren't thinking, but because it's contagious on that team, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're always looking for your teammate. Always looking to make a pass and get somebody a good shot. Right out to the line to shoot 1-on-1. Free throw good. Liliana, I think, since I've been calling games, that's her first varsity points, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely the first ones in the first half of a game.
I don't remember her playing very much against OES or.
But she buries two free throws. Great sign for that freshman girl. another player as she develops. It's going to be a defensive player and an outside shooter. You can see it coming. There's a drive baseline by Sizemore. Tough reverse lay-in. Missed right out with a rebound. Liliana looking up the floor the whole time. Finally pushes it ahead. Kendall in the corner. Three-pointer McMullen. No good. Warriors are not shooting the ball well from the outside. They have 1-3 tonight. Haven't even really hit mid-ranges. But their defense, rebounding, and their offensive execution is so good. They're getting great shots.
A lot of lay-ins.
Yeah. Sizemore mid-range, and that is the end of the first half. 38-6 Warriors after two. This is KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Christmas break officially started here at Amity High School.
Make a lot of other people jealous.
Yeah, they got another day.
Yep.
Warriors with a 38-6 lead and a 13-0 second quarter with a number of swingers in there. We had Kylie Wilson and Ileana Rideout and Emily Rice and I don't even remember. At least those three.
Yeah.
So nice to see them getting some extra time. And for the first half, Maya Harsman, before she got hurt, was leading the way. She had 9 points.
Yeah, she was four for...
That was all in the first quarter. Grove with 8, Scharf with 6, Nisley 6, Kendall 5, McMullen and Rideout 2 each. For them, it's just 2 points each for Hagen, Hellman, and Thomas. What else do you have, Ron?
We're out rebounding them. They've got 20 turnovers to our 8 turnovers. What can I say? They're not very good. It's another one of those teams that we face that they have these great teams for 3 years or 4 years. There's a dad coaching them, and then they're gone because here comes the next generation, and I don't think much effort was given to the younger kids because there's some nice looking tall freshman girls. I don't know.
Yeah.
You see a lot of that.
For sure. For sure.
Sutherland's kind of the same way.
They will be. After this year, they're going to be hurting.
Yeah.
They've got a couple of good young players. They don't have the young guards. And you know and I know, if you don't have guards, you don't have a girls' basketball team.
No.
You don't really have a boys' basketball team either, but it's more common in girls' basketball, especially at the 3A and lower levels, for your wing players not really be able to handle the ball like a guard. In boys' basketball, you'll get some guys that can at least handle it and make the passes they need to, but when you pressure girls' basketball teams that don't have good guards, they're in trouble.
Turnovers. At the boys' level, you need guards that can shoot. That's totally changed the game. If you don't have a guaranteed
three-point
shooter, you're that's why Amity's where we're at right now. And I think he's content to, as long as they win 44-39, there are going to be some 40
That's
games.
What they have to do
now.
They don't have the ability to put up a lot of points against a good team.
Yeah.
So, yep, you have win with defense, rebounding, and hope you make a few timely threes here and there, right?
Yeah. And if those little guys can play defense, then you got a chance. Same thing with the girls. You got somebody to play defense. Move their legs.
For sure. All right, we got about 5 minutes left in halftime. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Get you set up for the second half.
And a freshman.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball, but I have to wait a second before, because I have to let the Queen of Amity finish talking. Go ahead. Lois Dumbler's telling me a story. Go ahead.
Are you on?
I'm on, but I told everybody that you need to finish
your
story.
Look at the score. Come on. We got to have some filler.
No.
You finish your story for me. We got about a minute 20 to go here before the start of the second half. Warriors with a practice game. It's just a scrimmage for them. They're up 38-6. They're getting lots of playing time for everybody who's dressed down, has played, I think, right?
Yes.
We don't have Eliza tonight. She's out sick. Hopefully back soon. So now you want to get back and not have any injuries. Hopefully knock down some outside shots. That's the one thing they haven't done well this game at all.
We are
shot terrible.
One
from
field. For...
From deep, anyway.
One for eight from 3 point.
Yeah, that's not good, right? We've had some good looks from the right shooters, too. They just haven't dropped in. All right, we'll turn the Christmas music off here. Get ready to go for this second half. It will be Warriors basketball back into the game. Maya Harsman, she took a shot, no call. Took a forearm across the head. Knocked her for a loop. But she's back in, so nothing serious. Harsma works left. Kendall on the left wing. Skip pass. They go right corner.
Sarah.
Sarah Lynn hits the three. Oh, I like to see that.
We were just talking about that.
Sarah Lynn with 11 in the game, leading all scorers. Yep. Good look. Made the three. That, boy, that's the girl we need to shoot, too, because she'll change the whole game if she's hitting that outside shot. Sizemore, or not Sizemore, excuse me, Hellman to Thomas on the left wing. Skips it over to Sizemore by the Warrior head. She works towards the top of the key with a dribble. Now back to Hellman.
They went in at halftime and diagrammed a whole bunch of plays against 2-3 zone. We switched to a man-to-man.
He's not lying, folks. Fake goes right, down low. They kick it back out in the corner to Hagen.
Trapped.
Hagen reach in
Maya.
On Maya. Thought she had that steal. They had a post player trying to dribble the ball on the baseline, and Maya saw that big opportunity.
Oh, the ball was right there.
That was right there.
Big chocolate chip cookie.
So reach in there and grab it. In the corner, Thomas dumps it down low to Hagen. Hagen.
Oh, my.
Turns, shoots poorly. Hits the side of the backboard. Rebound sharp. They get it ahead to Nisley on the right wing. Down in the corner, Kendall. To a cutting Nisley.
Oh.
Finds Scharf. Little 7-footer. Banks it in. Megan Scharf with 8 in the game now. 43-6 Warriors. Still pitching a shutout since that first quarter ended. Sizemore on the right wing. Down low. Hagen back and down. Kicks it out. Sizemore for 3. Little strong. Banks it. Almost went in. Nisley with the rebound. 80 looking ahead. He's got Grove. Grove running the floor. Scored with the left hand. What a pass by Nisley. They made eye contact when Nisley was still on the other side of half court. Grove just kept running, knowing she was going to get the ball. And what a great catch by Grove.
Oh.
There's a steal by Nisley. Nisley takes it in with the left hand and leaves it short. That's two. And then Grove picks up a cheap foul. Nisley. Just in disbelief, like, how did I miss that? She and McMullen both have one out of their credit. Breakaway lay-ins, but it's okay. Get those out of your system, girls. 6 minutes to go, third quarter, 45-6 Warriors. Hellman to Thomas on the left angle. Nisley on her. Thomas drives. Foul and scores. Thomas with the basket. She's got 4 in the game. Foul on Nisley. Her third. She let her go left. There's no help when you go to the baseline there. Everybody else had been pulled away in man-to-man defense, and it was really an isolation move. Thomas on Nisley, and that's where, if you're Nisley, you've got to guard against the baseline drive and make her go back towards the middle where there might be some help, even if that's her strong hand towards the middle. She makes the free throw. It's 45-9. Down low, Harsma scoops it up. No good. Rebound, Scharf up and in. That was a great pass by Kendall to Harsma. Scharf with the rebound and the putback. 10 points in the game for Megan. Hellman with it. Pressured. Out
at
the Warrior head.
Five.
How long does she get?
Oh
my goodness. He counted to 5 and then started over, I think, and got to 5 again and decided he should call it. 45-9, they're calling this like they were the JV game where they felt sorry for the opponent and stopped calling travels. Nisley brings it across, bounce pass. Oh, a little wide, trying to go to Sarah Lynn. A little wide for her to handle. Turnover Warriors. They got about 8 turnovers in the game now, Ron? What do you think? I'm just guessing.
9.
Out on top, Hellman, Harsma. giving her about 5 feet. Gets a little screen. Now picks her dribble up over to Sizemore. Works off a screen to the corner. They throw it down low, and Scharf with a steal. Gets it to Knisley, who's fouled, but that's okay. We'll take it going the other way. Knisley pushes hard, gets in deep, and scores. Good no call.
That was World Cup refereeing. If you got a fast break,
they'll let you go.
They don't call a penalty in soccer. they play on.
49-9 Warriors. It'll be a running clock in the fourth quarter. Hagen on top, Ward. Ward, Kendall Honor slapping at the ball.
Got to be 5 seconds.
And a timeout called by the Tigers. Be a 30-second timeout, so we will stay right here. 4:24 left to go in the third quarter. 49-9 Warriors. There's just not much else to talk about, Ron. I'm running out of stuff, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
just put some music on.
No offense. No. They do not know how. Well, they play a lot of games to not be able to run an offense. Man, they're not. They got one player.
Yep.
Oh, you're controlling. I was like, our girls never pick this.
No Eliza Knisley tonight, but AD's having a really nice game. 8 points, a ton of rebounds, Ron, right? I don't know how many she's got, but it's a bunch.
She has 5 rebounds.
Sizemore.
But I didn't count steals, and I should have counted steals.
There's a few of those, too, aren't there? Hellman with it. Working on Harzma. Swings it to Sizemore on the right angle. On top, Hagen. Working against Scharf. Scharf, good defense, cuts her off. Back to Hellman. Hellman drives right, down deep, throws it to Scharf. Scharf ahead to Grove. Grove looks up, finds Knisley. Knisley with the right hand, lay it up and in. What a break there. It was Scharf to Grove to Knisley for her 10th points. Sizemore to Hellman. Hellman way out on top, works off a screen. They get the switch. Now they get back. Harzma Honor. Rice coming in, next dead ball. Grove tips it away. Chased down by Sizemore in the backcourt. Has this female ref, has she blown her whistle tonight? I forgot she was out there. She must be learning. She must be a new ref, because I didn't even know she was out there. Young lady, probably in her mid-20s. There's a block by Grove down low on Sizemore. Kendall with the rebound ahead to Harzma. Harzma lays it up and in on the other side. Harzma with 11 in the game, and a great job by Kendall. She was looking for Maya that whole way, just waiting for her to come open with the angle. Yeah, I think this is a ref in training, this young lady. There's another block by Grove, and she takes the rebound as well. Pass ahead to Harzma. Harzma to Knisley with a left hand up and in. The Warriors continue to run them out of the building here, 55-9.
He can't make any subs because they've only got so many quarters. They played the JV game.
They only have 4 girls on their bench, and they all played a bunch of JV action.
But Amity can't either.
Inside.
Uh-oh.
It's
going to pick up her 4th.
Knisley getting her 4th foul. You're right. That's going to be Thomas to the line. That's fine. Because you can just leave her in there if you want. Let her play out the fifth foul of the quarter.
Jed doesn't have anybody else to. He's got to wait till his quarter to empty his bench.
Well, he's got Rice sitting over here ready to come in.
Yeah, but then the Wilson and Wright out.
Thomas hits the first one. She's their only real scorer. She has 6 points in the game. So Wilson, McMullen, and Rice into the game for Grove, Harzma, and Knisley. And that's probably it for those 3 girls.
Yeah.
Up by 45, unless you get foul trouble and you have to bring them back in for some reason. Second free throw also good. Sub coming into the game for the Tigers, number 1. That's Bethany Hagen. So 2 Hagens on the floor. This one just a freshman. Sister's a senior. McMullen works right. Kendall on the wing. Back to McMullen on the angle. Swings it to Rice. Cross court. Kendall, mid-range, misses it. Rebound, Ward. Ward gets it to Thomas. Thomas, cross half court with it. Crosses over, goes left on Rice. Gets in deep and draws a foul.
Never gets set.
Yeah. Got to get those feet stopped and let her come into you. Thomas saw Rice kind of out of position a little bit and just kept attacking her.
That's an NBA guard move. They just keep, if you don't get set, they're going to run right over you. And
it's going to be a foul on you.
Foul on you.
You never got set. If you're not going to get set, if you want to draw the foul, you got to be moving directly backwards the whole time and let them initiate more contact than just a bump. And that's not what happened there. Emily just couldn't figure out quite when to get her feet under her. Thomas hits the first one. One more for Kylie Thomas. Misses that one. Long rebound. Oh, off of Kendall's hands. Thomas gets it back. Puts up a short shot. Misses that one. Rice battling. Hagen blocked by Kendall.
Rice is hurt. Rice is hurt.
Yeah, she got hit in the face, I think. That's Ron. He was the closest one to you. If he didn't give the mic up, that's on him. He's not very much of a gentleman. Lois, if you want to be on the air, you take Ron's mic from him anytime you want.
Okay.
He will give it to you.
I'm ready.
Lois Dumbler, not shy. Emily took a shot to her left eye there. She comes out of the game. Joining me now, Lois Dumbler. How are you, Lois?
I'm good.
Good. You've been dying to get on the air all night here.
I have been. Great game.
Well, I don't know about that. It's 55 to 12.
I know. I'm about ready to root for the other team.
Just hoping they do something good. Warriors with the ball. Kendall gives it to McMullen. Swings it on the left wing to Kylie Wilson. Down low, Scharf goes with the left hand. Fouled. She'll shoot two. So what are your impressions of this young Warriors team? We only have a couple of seniors out there.
Well, the poor other teams are going to be run to death all season long.
Yes, they are. Take your mic and move it up in front of your mouth. There we go.
I didn't realize Klesk and I was 2A.
Yeah, they may have just dropped down this year.
Yeah.
So.
Checking into the Tigers for zero.
Are you sure they're 2A?
It says so.
Where does it say that?
I think they're 2A.
Are they? Okay. You're right. 2A, District 1. Scharf hits a pair, right? Ron, Scharf hit both of those? I think she did. Two more for Megan. Sizemore, Hellman with the ball, works left, finds Hagen in the left corner. Hagen picks up her dribble. Scharf all over, trying to direct traffic out on top. Hellman crosses over, gets in deep, throws up an awkward shot, scores, and fouled. I don't know about that foul, but
basket good for number 24, Maya Hellman.
I think this clock should be running, but well, I think when you're over 30 in the fourth quarter, I think it's supposed to be a running clock, but yeah, I don't care. Hellman with her fourth point of the game. So give me your analysis of these this freshman group we've got.
Well, for years, several years, I've heard about this team and these girls that have played together for so long.
Kylie Wilson hits a 15-footer from the elbow as we're talking. Go ahead.
It was hard to find someone that would play them.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of schools canceled on them last year in middle school. We had to go play tournaments. It's a baseline drive by Hellman, knocked away and out of bounds. It'll still be Klatskine ball.
But as usual, not a lot of height.
No, but in girls basketball, I will take guard play over post play any day of the week.
And defense.
Yep. When you can force turnovers and make it hard to get into your offense. Down low, Thomas misses a jump hook. Wilson tips it out of bounds. It'll still be Klatskine ball. 1:06 to go. 59-14 Warriors. Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of quickness, but also just basketball savvy.
Mm-hmm.
Three-pointer missed by Hellman. McMullen with the rebound, brings it up herself. Down low, Kendall back out to McMullen for three. No good. Scharf tips to herself. Left hand got fouled, no call. Hagen with the rebound ahead to Hellman trying to drive out to Thomas, goes baseline, little runner, no good, right out, rips it away. McMullen with it, 33 seconds to go here in this one. Kendall not going to shoot the three. Oh, now she will from the left wing. Good! Oh, it's good to see the ball go in for Kylie. That's when you get to talk. So
she's really been fun to watch tonight.
Yeah, I know you were excited with what you saw in the first half out of her. What was it? Because she's not shooting the ball particularly well. What is it that you've been fun watching her on?
Just a great teammate out there, I think. And hustles. And
well, she had her hands on a lot of balls defensively, making the extra pass offensively, unselfish, right? She'll take a deep three here and almost put that one in from about 30 feet. So Kendall ends up with 8 points in the game, was looking for double figures there at the buzzer. 62-14 is the final here from Amity High School. Lois and Ron and I will be right back after these messages with some final totals for you.
Northwest Rapid Manufacturing is the premier provider of rapid manufactured prototypes and production parts. Through superior process control, operational excellence, and unmatched customer service, we are building a legacy business to serve thousands of customers for generations to come. Northwest Rapid Manufacturing, located in McMinnville, supplying quality 3D printed manufactured parts since 2008. Contact them at 503-434-8557. That's 503-434-8557.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Just to show you how engaged I am in this game tonight, we've got a quarter left to play in this one. It's 62-14 after three quarters. Those of you who are paying attention on the radio probably realize that there's a quarter left and probably thought, what is Jeff talking about coming back with some final numbers?
Well,
it's 62-14 with 8 minutes to go. We'll have a running clock now.
There's certain parts of your body probably still in Germany.
I think I'm back on the right time zone. That game just, I lost my engagement level. Especially talking to Lois. All right. Klatt's gonna eyeball. So we start the final period here. It'll be some, a lot of JV action for some Warriors here. Some swingers, not JV action, but Ward with it on the left wing. On top, throws it away. That'll be the Warriors ball. If Mullen can't get to it. After this, it'll be boys varsity. We won't start previewing that yet.
29 turnovers.
It's a lot of turnovers, Ron. That reminds me of our game against Sutherland last year in the state tournament.
And they beat Sio. I mean,
yeah.
Sio.
And Sio's a league team this year for the Warriors. It
yeah.
may be ugly. Left corner, Sharp, out to Kendall. Kendall on top right out. Right angle, they feed post to Wilson, down low, Scharf misses the jumper, tipped out of bounds by Kendall from behind, going up over Sizemore to knock that away. Clock running though, this will be a quick quarter, 7:02 and counting.
7 minutes, we'll be done.
Yep, barring some timeouts, I don't think there'll be any. 2-3 zone for the Warriors. Hellman, top of the key, swings it.
Checked.
Shot blocked by Kendall, picked up by Wilson. That three-point attempt was blocked. I don't even know who that was that shot that. I think it was Thomas.
It was. 43.
Yep. McMullen to right out on the right wing. Down low, Scharf on the baseline.
Kylie's got to roll
for,
down.
Yeah, looking for right out. Gets it back out to Scharf. Yeah, Kylie didn't roll to the basket. That's what they're looking for. She finds Scharf. Now she rolls. Scharf back out to McMullen. This offense needs a little work right here. Got some people that aren't quite as confident about where they need to go. Scharf looking down for Wilson. Finds her, turns with that left hand. A little short on that one. Didn't quite know where she was, I think. But at least she went aggressive with that shot.
Yeah.
She didn't wait and panic. Hellman, under 6 minutes to go in this one. Hellman on top. Swings it over to number two, that is Sizemore. She misses the three. Kendall with the rebound, throws it ahead. That's a turnover. Hellman chases it down. Swings it cross court to Thomas, backs it out. Nope. Now she goes to Sizemore from 13 feet, misses that one. Long rebound, right out. Right out, pushing up the floor on the right side. Thomas on her, goes in the corner. Sharp from 18, shot at 22. 5:20 to go in this one. Hellman up the right side. McMullen on her. And McMullen almost tied her up on top to Sizemore. Sizemore high post to Ward. To Thomas in the left corner. Thomas swings it cross court. Hellman for three. No good. Rebound Sharp. To Kendall. Kendall walks it up the floor under 5 minutes to go in this one. Still 62-14. Same thing it was when we started this quarter. Scharf in the corner. Takes the dribble, gets it back out to Kendall. 80 going to come back in. Probably give one of the seniors a break there. Swing it over to McMullen. They're trying to get these young girls involved. There's Kylie. Banks it up and in. Good pass. Scharf with the assist. Kylie Wilson with 4 points. Working from that high post. Gets a little smile to Megan as she tells her good job. Just got to get some confidence. Kylie not super aggressive out there in these varsity games. Loose ball foul on Sizemore's right out. Gets another rebound. Liliana's done a good job rebounding from the guard position.
In the right place.
Probably 4 in the game. Nisely in. Oh, McMullen out. So.
Yeah. Rotate those guys.
So on the floor for the Warriors.
They can bring back Rice. Rice is still.
Yeah, finger in the eye or something. So it's with 4:08 to go. It's Nisely right out, Kendall, Scharf, and Wilson on the floor for the Warriors. Nisely brings it up the middle, swings it to right out on the right side, down in the corner, Scharf. Scharf back to Nisely, swings it to Kendall, back to Nisely on the right angle, high post. Wilson to Scharf. Back to Nisely, Scharf, Nisely playing catch out there. Nobody wants to be aggressive at the rim. Swing it to right out. Back out on top to Kendall. 3:40 to go in this one. Left corner, Scharf. Back out to Kendall. I'm not sure where they're trying to go for the shot here. Right out on the right wing. Back to Nisely, to Scharf. Looking for Nisely, cutting, not there. Right out. Back to Scharf in the corner, feeds Wilson down low, up with the left hand, missed that one, but a good effort, drew the foul. Job by Kylie. The right hand wasn't there, she spun back to the left, drew a little contact. Did we lose our third official? No, there she is. I don't think she's blowing her whistle.
Fades into the woodwork.
Yeah, she was way down over here. I understand. Oh, they called it a non-shooting foul. Under 3 minutes to go in this one.
Kendall.
Right corner three. Kendall buries it. Oh, this is what's good for her.
That's gonna be nice to have her back in.
Slowing down a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Not rushing that shot. She's hit 2 out of 3 now from 3-point range in the second half. Hellman drives. Great job by Kylie Wilson to hold her ground. Loose ball. Kylie Wilson with a rebound. Almost traveled. Gets it to Nisely. 80 throws it ahead to right out. Too deep. Lays it up. Scores and fouls. She got too deep but kept her pivot foot. Got back to the side of the rim. Scored and fouled. Great court awareness by right out. A lot of times a player in that situation, they get so deep on the baseline, but they felt like they need to shoot the ball. We'll just force it up. She kept her pivot foot, kept her balance, kept her composure, pivoted back, and got the lay-in and the foul too. Right out, misses the free throw, gets a long rebound. Picks up her dribble, over to Nisely, left corner three, no good. Scharf tips it to Kendall, right corner. She's thinking about it, she's not gonna shoot it. Swing it to Nisely, right out, play catch out on top with it. In the corner, Scharf fakes the 18 footer, swings it to right out, over to Nisely on the left wing. Back out, right out, Kendall with it on top. Skips it to Nisely, fakes the three, drives to Scharf on the baseline. Good ball movement. Minute and a half to go in this one. 69-14. Wilson should have shot, didn't.
They
get it to her right in front of the rim, lays it up, no good. Ball tipped. Scharf puts it up, scores. 71-14. Scharf with 14, I believe, in the game. If my math is correct. Minute to go in this one. Hellman starts to drive, kicks it in the corner. Three-pointer, no good there by Hagen. They get the offensive rebound. Hagen feeds Thomas, trying to go right. Baseline. Again, Wilson with great position, and then the rebound. Nice job by Kylie Wilson. That's twice she's held her ground, made the shot tougher, and then gotten the rebound, too. 40 seconds. Kendall to Nisely. Nisely works right. Scharf, Nisley, mid-range to Wilson. 12-footer, banks it in. I love that bank shot, Ron. She's got six in the game. Banking them in. Old school. Blocking foul on Kendall with 15 seconds.
This is the last play.
Well, they should be shooting one-on-one, but they're not going to stop the clock, so I guess she'll shoot one-on-one.
After
they should
the
stop the clock with like a second, just so. But I guess they'll just wait for it to... That's what he was telling him, is stop the clock.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Oh, they're going to put time back on.
Should be it.
2.4. Nice. Just grab a number out of the air, right, Ron?
Uh-oh.
That's not 2.4. There he goes. Look at that.
He's good.
That was good. Isaac Paulus doing the clock.
Age. There's an age difference there.
It was intuitive for him.
Yes.
He saw the 24. It's like, oh, I'll just do this and get the 2.4 then. Figured it out quick. I think he's going to be a fixture on that clock soon.
I have to do the boys. He's not doing the boys game.
Thomas hits the front end of the 1-1.
She's about the only one shooting free throws, isn't she?
Yeah. She's the only one making them. She's got 9 points. Chance of getting double figures for Kylie Thomas, senior guard. One more. And misses that one. Long rebound. Right out right with out. It. And that's the game, folks. This time, that is the game. 73-15. Warriors with a little 11-1 final quarter there. We will take a quick break and be back with some final totals for you here on KLYC.
The field, but
all right, welcome back, Warrior fans.
A lot of lay-ins.
73-15, the final score here from Amity High School. The Warriors were led tonight with incredibly balanced attack against this Tiger team. 14 for Scharf, 13 for Grove, 12 for 89, the 11 each for Harzma and Kendall, 6 for Kylie Wilson, 4 for Liliana Rideout, and 2 for Alyssa McMullen. Doesn't really tell the story of Alyssa's game. She played very well.
Yeah.
Eliza Nisley out, so the Warriors one short on their rotation. But Emily Rice, the only one who played that didn't score tonight, she got injured there in that third quarter. Otherwise, she probably would have scored some points as well. What do you have, Ron?
We were 32 for 57 from the field, and they were 40. They were 4 for 40. 4 for 41.
Yeah. That seems about right. How many turnovers in the game?
They had 29 turnovers. 29 turnovers to our...
Right, 13?
Yeah, 12.
12, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a scrimmage, right? Everybody got to play just like you do in practice. You got to play against the different people, and, you know, what else can you say? Nobody got hurt. No, seriously, you move on. Banks tomorrow is going to be a tough game.
Yes.
So this was a good one to warm up for that one. I better than having a practice.
I know that Jed Kim went and watched Banks play.
Yeah.
This week.
Said they were very athletic, very quick, and very experienced. So coming down from 4A, be a good test for the Warriors. Great preseason action, pre-league action for the Warriors this year. My goodness.
Yeah.
So, been tremendous. All right, we're going to take a break for a few minutes, and we're actually going to go off the air for a couple minutes so that I can have a new recording start. So, be a dead air for a couple minutes, and I'll throw some music on, and we'll join you back here. I will. Ron's going to run the clock, so I'll be back in about 10 minutes or so.
I'm hoping he just stays there.
Cross your fingers. All right. KLYC McKinville, home of Amity Warrior Sports. We'll be back in a few minutes.